This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump is a plaintiff. He just went nuclear last week. He filed charges against Hillary Clinton. It sneaked in at the end of the week. That's right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. It was filed on March the 24th against Hillary Clinton, HFACC, Inc., the Democratic National Committee, the DNC Services Corporation, Perkins Coie, Michael Sussman, Mark Elias, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Charles Holiday Dolan, Jake Dolan, John Podesta, Robert Mook, Philip Rhines, Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, Peter Frisch, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr, Orbis Business Intelligence Limited, Christopher Steele, Igor Danchenko, New Star Inc., Rodney Jaffe, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Kevin Kleinsmith, Andrew McCabe, John Doe's 1 through 10, and then ABC Corporation's 1 through 10, etc. Link to the document was provided. We looked at it. Trump folks may do what the feckless AG Barr didn't accomplish. He might zip past John Durham, who certainly has taken his sweet time. And I know, oh, John Durham, Kevin, he's got things going. Well, whatever. It's taken him too long. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That news was, boy, music to my little black ears. I absolutely loved hearing that. Was unbelievable. So what are the ramifications of Donald Trump filing this lawsuit? I think he's suing Hillary for $1 million more than supposedly is her worth. The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, by and through his undersigned counsel, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, and I just named them. And I love how they frame the argument, Donald Trump. He says, in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. God, why did he put democracy? It's a democratic republic. Acting in concert, the defendants maliciously conspired to weave a false narrative that their Republican opponent, Donald J. Trump, was colluding with a hostile foreign entity. The actions taken in furtherance of their scheme, falsifying evidence, deceiving law enforcement, and exploiting access to highly sensitive data sources are so outrageous, subversive, and incendiary that the events of Watergate pale in comparison. Under the guise of opposition research, data analytics, and other political stratagems, the Democrats nefariously sought to sway the public's trust. They worked together with a single self-serving purpose to vilify Donald J. Trump. Indeed, their far-reaching conspiracy was designed to cripple Trump's bid for presidency by fabricating a scandal that would be used to trigger an unfounded federal investigation and ignite a media frenzy. The scheme was conceived, coordinated, and carried out by top-level officials at the Clinton campaign and the DNC, including the candidate herself, who attempted to shield her involvement behind a wall of third parties. It goes on to describe in depth what Clinton et al. Did to thwart Donald Trump. Now, what's next, you might say? I don't know. Adding Obama to the lawsuit? How about that for starters? Who knows where this thing ends up? But needless to say, this is going to be in the media for a while, strategically reminding people of what the Clintons did. And by the way, I'm going to tell you a conversation I had with a really good friend of mine. He's like a brother. And this guy was telling me, Kevin, you got to show me proof that the election was cheated. And he says, if Donald Trump is selected as our primary guy, we won't win. And I said, that is absolute nonsense. I'm going to talk about it again. You guys have heard. I said this, and he's not an anti-Trumper. But he's been led to believe that if the data is so overwhelming that people didn't like Trump, that he, you know, he's of the ilk that it's possible that the anti-Trump crowd voted in such overwhelming, you know, numbers that they did it. And he even told me, he says, Kevin, he's a very wealthy guy. He said, I talked to the guy, one of the operatives in Georgia, and he says, I guarantee you Trump's not going to win and all this. I said, you were talking to rhinos. You were talking to swamp creatures. There is no, look, I'm going to tell you guys once and for all, there's no way Joe Biden got 81 million votes. There is no way Donald Trump did not kick that old clown's butt, but good. There's no way. And anybody that wants to entertain that, you should be asking yourself, why am I falling to the left's nonsense? How did I get suckered into this? No matter how much I said, look, okay, great. So let's pretend that you're right. Let me ask you, why is it that the Democrats have fought so hard to cover it up? Why is it that we're uncovering the skullduggery in Wisconsin? They're finding out what happened in Arizona. Anywhere they investigate this, they find it out. Why is that happening? And if you really legitimately beat me, I'd say run the tape back. If I thought I beat you at the tape, I wouldn't say, how dare you want to look at the tape and see how if you really won the race? I'd say the reason why I want to look at the tape is because I know I nudged you out. In this case, he didn't nudge him out. It would be like Donald Trump beating Joe Biden by two body lengths, you know, in a horse race. And they're going, he won. Look at it. And, you know, I don't know how you do it, but them speeding up the tape and the other horse winning. You ever watched a movie and said, you know, be sitting there and go, I wonder if this would change the outcome. You know, like, I wonder if the change at the end of Gladiator, he's not going to die. No, he's still going to die. You know, in this case, Donald Trump won. But there are people out there who don't believe it. Well, let me tell you this. These lies that are being exposed. And I asked him this. I said, let me ask you, if you believe that, then you probably believe Hunter's laptop was indeed a Russian conspiracy. You probably believe that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, right? If you believe any of this, you probably believe that Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation is a legitimate organization that hasn't just laundered money for people and enriched the Clintons. And I could go on. If you believe that Joe Biden won this election, if you're a conservative, you have to believe all that nonsense. Anyway, I'm just going to say, for the anti-Trump naysayers, what are you going to say when he wins? When he wins this case, he's already beaten Stormy Daniels. He's going to win this case. Who do you think's coming next? You think that he's not going to go after Dominion? If I were Dominion employees, I would be lawyering up, because I'm telling you, this ain't over. And neither is this show. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
6-12-59. What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be good looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The big city is a little less big. New census numbers showing more people are leaving L.A. As Eyewitness News reporter Josh Haskell found out, one expert says a bigger concern than the drop in population is the housing crisis.
Los Angeles' population isn't growing the way it used to, and then the pandemic happened. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the Los Angeles Metro, which includes Orange County, lost nearly 176,000 residents between mid-2020 through mid-2021.
The COVID shutdown was like a game of musical chairs, and all of a sudden the music stopped, and everybody froze where they were. And then those who were scared about the virus, they got the heck out of the congested areas in our region.
In the year before the pandemic, the L.A. metro area only lost about 9,000 people. 2021 saw the largest yearly decrease in at least a decade. The L.A. metro was gaining population until 2018. Dowell Myers teaches and studies demography at USC and tells Eyewitness News he believes this drop in population will reverse in 2 years. But we have a bigger problem. the housing crisis.
What worries me is that the housing costs got a lot worse during the pandemic, and they're not going to bounce back. I don't see that. They might stop growing, but they're not going to drop back down.
We are growing more millionaires in LA County probably than anywhere else other than the Silicon Valley and China. But we are also growing more poor people. The disappearance of the middle class is significant for Los Angeles County.
The numbers show an aging population played a role in the decrease. Cheaper housing available elsewhere, like in the Dallas Metro, which saw an increase of 97,000 people, also pulled some away from L.A. That includes residents in their 30s that Los Angeles wouldn't have lost before.
You stay if you believe you have a future. You stay if you have a job. You stay if you have great quality of life. If those three things don't exist, you will look elsewhere.
L.A. isn't the only big city that saw a drop. 176,000. The New York Metro lost 328,000 people.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here listening to. I play that clip because I want you to understand how good things are. Los Angeles is not growing, they said. And even before that, from 2018, Los Angeles has been slipping. So have most of the metropolitan areas. Go look at the population of big cities two decades ago. Go look at Cleveland. Go look at Baltimore. Go look at Detroit. These are places that used to have 1.5, 2 million people that have dropped to 600,000, 700,000. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, just giving you some demographic information that will be helpful to you. Why are people running from these cities? You know the answer. It ain't Wu Flu.
LA had the biggest drop ever, blah, blah, blah.
They blame Wu Flu. I tell you what, blame Putin. Why not? It's Putin's fault.
They're scared about the virus and they got out.
Wait a minute. But and think about this. What did the guy say? We're growing more millionaires, but we're also growing more poor people. Wait a minute. This is leftism in its finest. You're not supposed to be growing poor people. You're supposed to be making it all equal.
Then they, it's the aging population, you know, blah. You know, and the guy goes, well, stay if you have a future. Stay if you have a job. Stay if you have a quality of life.
What part of that do you have in L.A.? You got smog, you got crime, your job doesn't pay the bills, inflation is exceeding it. I mean, name me where you can live as a leftist and have that quality of life. But it's not limited to L.A., is it, folks? I just said it earlier. They even told you New York Metro lost 328,000 people. Because isn't life in New York Metro so wonderful? Wasn't it great under Bill de Blasio? Isn't it even better under this new black dude? Yeah, L.A. under Garcetti is just it's a haven, isn't it? Where your kids can't go to school, you're overrun with illegals, you got gang violence, you got all kinds of stuff. I mean, isn't it a wonderful place to live? Violence is moving people out. These draconian lockdowns by these Nazi governors, Nazi mayors, rather, is locking people out. It's not getting any better. I'm just saying, tell me where if you're a leftist, tell me where you've achieved nirvana. Doesn't exist. Democrats are getting rid of their voters. There's good news, bad news. The bad news is if you let them move to where you are and you don't lay down some strict laws, says, if you move in here, you better not bring your politics. And be forceful. Oh, Kevin, that's not being neighborly. There's some people that moved in across the street from us. They're from New York. I've engaged with them. Nice at first, you know, just, hey, how you doing? And, you know, basic conversation. But the more conversations we have, because, you know, first, just saw the guy outside. But the more conversations we have, I'm telling you, I'm going to say with no uncertain terms, hey, just out of curiosity, what got you out of New York? Oh, well, we ran for whatever reason. I'm going to say, well, let me just explain something. You're going to find around here, there's not a whole lot of leftism. In fact, there's very little. And we're trying to stamp it out. Because what chased you out of New York is not what's going to chase us out of Arizona. If you're here, you need to have your politics correct. Anyway, let me move on. Joe Biden polling. Do you think it's going to get any better? It's funny because we do polling shows all the time,
and not shows, but, you know, we talk about it all the time. And it isn't getting any better. I don't know if this is of interest to you, but I will tell you this. Two-thirds of Americans disapprove of Joe Biden's, handling of the economy. This is an Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs research poll. They said the respondents who were more likely than not to say that they think Biden's policies have hurt the economy more than they've helped it. Overall, 65% of those surveyed said they disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy, which included 96% of Democrats and, I'm sorry, of Republicans and 36% of Democrats. Think about that. The 65% who disapprove, 96% of them are Democrats, but 36% are Republicans. I'll get this right in a bit. And 36% are Democrats. Now, I mentioned earlier, I was talking to a friend of mine about politics, and I told him, you know, Biden's vote, and I said, do you realize that Biden did not get over 82% of the Democrat vote in any primary, uncontested, and even uncontested in Georgia, which he said was solidly a purple state now? I said, well, it's funny, because Biden only got 63% of the Democrat vote when he was unopposed in Georgia. Unbelievable. 55% of those polls said they think gas prices are on the rise due to factors outside of Biden's control. 44% blamed Biden. See, that's propaganda. You got a whole firm. And I told you guys, I had an argument with a guy about this. He was like, well, look at what's going on in Europe. The prices have gone up. I said, yeah, the price of gasoline's always been higher in Europe. Number one, but you can't blame, you can't say exonerate Joe Biden when Donald Trump had us energy independent. See, we have bona fide evidence that a president can control the price of gas, and people are still buying this nonsense. We have to wake up, but it's more important to wake other people up.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says President Biden is negative for COVID after returning from his Europe trip. That negative test comes following both Press Secretary Jen Psaki and the Deputy Press Secretary testing positive for the virus over the past week. Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre testing positive on Sunday and had traveled with the president on the trip. Biden set to unveil his 2023 budget at the White House later today. Everything between Chris Rock and Will Smith has been worked out since their Oscars showdown. That's according to rap mogul Diddy, who added, "It's all love." His comments come following a moment at the awards ceremony last night where Smith slapped Rock and yelled at him after the comedian made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is releasing his $5.8 trillion budget that includes a substantial increase in defense spending and a new tax that would go after billionaires.
An element of the proposed tax hike on the wealthy would touch on unrealized gains in addition to measurable income. The president wants a minimum of 20% taxation on the combination of income and unrealized gains, which, if enacted, would bring in more than $360 billion extra dollars in tax revenue to the federal government over the next decade. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
United Airlines employees who asked for medical or religious exemptions for being unvaccinated returned to work on Monday. An internal memo from the United Vice President of Human Resources showed that more than 2,000 employees with approved requests for reasonable accommodation and on unpaid leave returned to their regular positions. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to get to a poll on Hunter Biden and also on who Hunter Biden was using, well, who was he really in business with when he was in Ukraine? And the answer has a lot to do with what's happening over there now. And as we get to the bottom of this laptop thing, you're going to find out the Biden family is right in the middle of all of this. And if as I said before, and it's an easy, you know, thought exercise to play, but if this were Trump, you'd know all about it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I mentioned before, I've said this, and I keep talking about it because it bugs me that anti-Trumpers, you know, what, how they, I don't want to say they're still influencing things because I don't really think they are. I think they like to have a bigger voice, but I can't put it more simpler than to tell the anti-Trump idiots to just shut the heck up. In a time when Joe Biden has this country on the brink of another Great Depression, are you looking at the inflation numbers? Are you experiencing the inflation numbers? And he's got us on the brink of a thermonuclear war with Russia. Some bonehead, dip crap Republicans. I'm cleaning it up, but it really bothers me. They want to focus their energy, folks, on hating Trump. We have a guy in office who's responsible for everything. There couldn't be a more clear line of demarcation between one guy's policies and the other's than there is between Trump and Biden. It has been an unmitigated disaster under Biden, and there are people out there that are still Trump. You should be begging at this point to have Trump back in office. And this is coming from somebody that's not a, I'm not like, ooh, I'm all about Trump, baby. Donald Trump. Quite the contrary. You know what? I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. He asked me, he says, Kevin, what do you think about this Truth Social? I said, it sucks. I said, Donald Trump had the opportunity to roll something out that was amazing. And every time you do anything on Truth Social, it's a fundraiser. Hey, listen, it's coming. You're almost there. Will you give us some money? It's a broken record. I'm sick of it. What social media site can you sign up for? You've got an app or something you want somebody to sign up for. And every time, you're on the list. If a site comes out, they want you to sign up and start doing something on it. This has been a total snafu. That's what I told him. He goes, I agree. What kind of non- nonsense is this? So I'm not like some total, oh, my God. And by the way, when you get on there, I'm not even that excited to get on there because I think it's going to be regular. I think Donald Trump is going to be saying, you know, giving preferential treatment to his friends and cronies and things like that. I'm telling you, I'm not happy about it. I hoped that it was really going to be something big. Anyway, so it's not like I'm some Trump homer. No matter how you measure Trump, though, when compared to Captain Demento, he looks like a rock legend. What more evidence do you need to understand the dichotomy between competence and this current crap show by Joe Biden? There was a guy, I read his article. This is what spawned, because I've already talked about this before, but I want to drive this point home. I'm sick and tired of conservatives who get so easily swayed. And you get, look, again, if you don't like somebody, fine. I don't care if you don't like them. There have been people you don't like, but they win. You might not like the athlete that y'all pick up from college. You're like, man, I can't stand that dude, so whatever. But he gets on your team and he runs for 200 yards a game, and ooh, look at her. Why is it you can see it so clearly in other things, but you can't see it in politics? Anyway, this guy, Hot Air's Ala Pundan, is the guy who wrote this. And he joined this other bonehead in an assessment that Republicans should drop Trump. A weary Rich Lowry, fresh off the chaos of yesterday's unendorsement of Mo Brooks, pleads with his party to do better next time. And here's what he's saying Rich Lowry wrote. Republicans could have their pick of a plethora of alternatives in 2024 who don't personalize everything, who don't create a haze of chaos and melodrama around everything they do, and who don't routinely turn on people who work for them, who don't put their interests and vengeance over interests of the party, and who don't carry more baggage than the underbelly of an Airbus A380-800. What a freaking idiot. Rich Lowry, you're an idiot. I'm going to say it publicly. I don't even know who the dude is. Baggage? Do you really want to talk baggage when you talk about Hillary Clinton? When you talk about Joe Biden? The two people that couldn't beat Trump in a fair race in a 3,000 lifetimes? And he wants to talk about baggage? Let me tell you, a guy who's led pretty much an open life, put his politics on his sleeve for decades, decides to run, has the most open and honest campaign. I'm talking about things that you would go, I would never think a politician would say this, and Trump says it, and this guy's talking about baggage? The baggage is on every other politician out there who doesn't want you to know who they are. And how about the baggage of, you ready for it, Rich Lowry, Donald Trump's results? He goes on, he says, if Republicans nominate Trump a third time in 2024 and end up losing to an unpopular 82-year-old incumbent when there are candidates like DeSantis and Glenn Youngkin sitting on the sidelines, it'll be the biggest own goal in a modern American political history. What a moronic assessment, folks. You can bet that, by the way, the second part of that was said by Ala Pundit. These two clowns are the people that complained about Trump's tweets, and they speak of his antics as a rationale for their disdain. Trump's antics got him elected against all odds in 2016 when the big cheat version 0.1 failed because the Democrats didn't calculate that Trump had more support than they would have ever dreamed. Oh, they tried the Dominion algorithm then. It just didn't work. They couldn't fix it in time. So this time, when they called off the dogs and they, you know, orchestrated the whole thing at 3 a.m. or whatever time they shut down all the voting and did all these irregularities, which anybody with a brain can see. You don't look, I don't need data. It's all too coincidental. And if you want to tell me that a guy that couldn't get six people to show up to a rally had overwhelming support, forget that, had overwhelming hatred of the other candidate, who, by the way, got 16 million votes, you're talking to the wrong Negro. I know the numbers. For the record, I'm a huge fan of Governor DeSantis, but he wasn't even mentioned 4 years ago, and neither was Youngkin. But as far as DeSantis goes, I'm a huge fan. He's going to make a great VP under Trump. But for president, I will wait for DeSantis for 2028. That's when he deserves his shot. Donald Trump not only earned his shot, if you go back and look at everything that's happened to this guy and you still want to talk to me about getting rid of him, you got to be out of your mind. Youngkin, by the way, I'm not fooled. He's a rhino in our clothing. Don't believe me. You can go look it up for yourselves. But as I said earlier in another broadcast, why in the heck would you want to jettison a proven leader unless you're part of the swamp? You would never do this. Look at the Democrats. Every time Joe Biden screws the pooch, the Democrats stay united, at least publicly. How badly does this guy have to screw up before they say enough is enough? Our border is overrun. Millions coming in. And it's funny, I watch this show called To Catch a Smuggler or something like that. And they got dogs sniffing for fruits and explosives and all this. None of that at the border. But you try to come in through the airport and, oh boy, we got to get to watch the show of how well protected we are. Border overrun, our economy sucks. This Oval Office clown has added trillions of dollars to the national debt. You got nothing, not even a t-shirt. Gas prices exceeded only by Bidenflation, shrinkflation, and that's just for starters. Now you got a potential war with Russia. He's tapped our strategic oil reserves, and now he's got to go back to Trump-era policies. And he says, oh, we're going to start shipping liquid natural gas to Europe. What's that you're shipping to Europe, Joe Biden? And while Americans are paying these exorbitant prices for food, Biden is starving the world of wheat, corn, and other crops. That's going to be his fallout. And if it's not enough, we're not even going to have fertilizer soon because China and Russia are number one and number two in producing that. And by the way, I don't know if you've checked, fertilizer's up 40%. What do you think? Do you understand the ripple effect of all these things that are being piled on one by one by one? But Republicans are too stupid to realize that they're being manipulated. Let me ask you this question. What did you want from Trump? He brought manufacturing back to America, beginning with Carrier. Then he pulled $2 trillion out of government bureaucracy, made doing business in America easy by lifting these onerous EPA restrictions. He rekindled America's energy industry, ultimately leading to independence from foreign oil. Trump did in 4 years what the Department of Energy hasn't accomplished in decades.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm talking about manipulation right now. I'm talking about the ability for somebody to plant a seed in your head about somebody, and you go, oh, I guess that's just the way it is. And it's funny, I know the psychology of it because I've studied it enough to be dangerous. I'm no Dr. Phil here, But I know what they're doing, what the left has done. They say something over and over. It's like when you see an actor or an actress and suddenly you find yourself going, I guess I see what people like about this person. Like you know, somebody go, Matt LeBlanc, he's a hunk. And you go, nah, I don't think yeah. Oh, no, he's a hunk. Look at the magazines. They say Matt LeBlanc's a hunk. He's the most handsome guy in America, in the world, whatever. You know, he's People Magazine's hunk of the year. And eventually you start to see a hunk. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, who you're listening to. I am a bona fide hunk, so you don't need the media to know that. But on a serious note, you find yourself getting manipulated. You hear these things over and over. And people, look, we are all victims of this. It's marketing. I'll give you an example. It's not Joe Biden's fault that gas prices have gone up. It's Putin. And I don't know, 56% of people believe that Joe Biden has no ability to affect that. Coming off of a president, Donald Trump, who decided we were no longer going to be dependent upon foreign oil and allowed fracking and drilling and all kinds of stuff as we were transitioning into green energy products, etc. A great energy plan gets gasoline prices down to $2.50-something cents. Because remember, Obama got it up there high, too. It releases, you know, starts putting oil back into the strategic petroleum reserves. And we start becoming the top exporter of energy. And Joe Biden shuts it all down, shuts off the XL pipeline. And they go, oh, he has no ability to impact this. How ridiculous does that sound? It's kind of like Barack Obama when he said, well, what you going to do? Maybe Raven Rag 1 or whatever. You know, he talked about Donald Trump's saving Carrier. And what did Trump do? He waved his magic wand and saved Carrier. As simple as breathing. And then when Donald Trump starts building manufacturing, the jobs numbers are increasing. You know what the Democrats had the nerve to say?
Well, it's just the same policies of Barack Obama that he's benefiting from.
Really? The guy that said he can't bring manufacturing back, then he brings manufacturing back, and the Democrats go, well, that was Obama's plan. He was going to bring manufacturing back. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to convince me the guy that said he couldn't do it is the reason why the new guy can do it, right? It makes about as much sense as electing that Joe Biden won the election in 2020, fair and square. And we're sitting here having a debate. Donald Trump, look, like him or not, there were many things he did that were good. And this is why I keep coming back to these anti-Trumpers, the people that want to buy into this nonsense. And, oh, it was the anti-Trump vote. That's what the left wants you to believe. Let me remind you what the left did. They gave you Donald Trump. Why? In 2016, 2015, they wanted to make sure he won the primary for the Republicans because they thought he was easily beatable. And what happened?
Oh, here's the lowest number. He won with the lowest approval rating of a president ever. That was a lie.
It was a blatant lie. They wanted you to believe that you made the wrong choice. It was the lowest approval rating ever. Then he performs dang near rock star status outside of Wu Flu, and you can be convinced that he's a piker. Now, worse than that, you get 13 months of a bonehead, brain-dead moron leading the way. And you're still of this ilk? That's insanity to me. Absolute insanity. Wow, man, you want to talk about the memory of a gnat. What is happening to the conservative movement? What's happening to people who want results and who have resolve? What happened to you folks? Anybody thinking differently? And look, you can think any way. I don't really care. Here's what I'm getting at. It's your opinion. You can do what you want. But these are the facts. Now, you put this on paper. If you can't come to this as a logical conclusion, you got to ask yourself, can you critically think? I mentioned Trump, one of the first things he did, people don't even remember this. He pulled $2 trillion back into this economy by getting rid of onerous legislation. You know what companies did? They gave out bonuses and they gave out raises without the government ever saying it. The people that are making $19 an hour, where companies said, we're just raising our rates to suit the market, they have Donald Trump to thank. While the Democrats are running around talking about, we need universal basic income, we need universal basic income, we need a livable wage. Donald Trump said, I tell you what, how about this? We put more money back into the companies, we put more profits back into these companies, and they'll give more money to their employees. And they did it. The stuff that this guy did, energy independence, if we stop right there, that's already something that an entire department of the government wasn't able to do for decades. Do you know when the Department of Energy started? In the roughly 1979 is when the Department of Energy started. It's got thousands of employees. It spends billions of dollars every year doing what? What was it supposed to do? Its charter was to lessen our dependence on foreign oil. And decade after decade after decade, we became what? More dependent. It's like the Department of Education. What is it supposed to do? It's supposed to improve education. Go back and look at the education stats from 1979 when the Education Department started, and look at them now. And ask yourself, why do we even insert government into any of this stuff? So Trump takes the government out, takes the bureaucracy out, gives the power back to the states, starts improving things, and in one fell swoop, in 4 years, he does what the Department of Energy couldn't do in multiple decades with multiple presidents. I don't care whether they got an R or a D. And you want to jettison him. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't care whether you like the guy or not. But I'll put it to you this way. If Barack Obama did that, I'd be saying the same freaking thing. That's the way you know that whether you're legit or not. If Barack Obama, if these were Barack Obama's statistics, I would be singing that Negro's praises. There would be no difference. If these were Joe Biden's results, I'd be saying, oh, guys, who knew? Who knew this bonehead could do this? But it's not. It's Donald Trump's. I have no dog in this fight. You know what the dog in the fight is? The truth. He reduced the price of prescription drugs. What did Joe Biden do? He came in, he undid Donald Trump's prescription drug legislation, and he raised the price of insulin instantaneously. Now they want to solve the problem.
Oh, we're going to go and give everybody child care. We're going to give them all the people that suffer from diabetes. You're going to get your insulin. What about the other drugs that Donald Trump reduced the price of when he said, we'll get them manufactured elsewhere. We'll buy them from Canada. We're not going to let these pharmaceutical companies profit take.
Now, they blew it with WuFlu. They gave them all their money back with WuFlu, which was nonsense. And that's why I tell you, the only place where I separate from Trump, and for the record, I separate from Trump because I don't like his way, the way that he picks people, and I don't like the way that he lets them go. I think he needs to do a better job of picking people and getting rid of people in the swamp. I've never liked that. Never liked the way he chooses employees. And I told you this before when he was on Celebrity Apprentice. I hardly ever agreed with him. But that's him. If that's my cross to bear, so what? If he wants to go through people and have to deal with the amorosas of the world and that's his style, so what? The results were good. Outside of WuFlu, his results were stellar. And he would have done, I want you to understand, what could this man have accomplished if we supported him 100%? The Democrats who came over and said, whoa, I realize he's better now. What could he have accomplished if we had gotten rid of Pelosi and Schumer and all these other rhinos out there who were trying to get him indicted, members of his family, people around him? What could this man have accomplished unencumbered? The Democrats don't want you to answer that question because Trump thought he could win them over. And if he did, America would be so strong right now, you couldn't even understand how strong we'd be. And do I really need to get into his foreign policy? Do I really need to remind people that this guy got the two Koreas talking, that this guy got the Arabs and the Israelis, the Jews actually communicating and dang near close to world peace? And what do we have with Captain freaking Demento? And we're sitting here going, oh, I don't know if Donald Trump can do it, man. I don't know if we should have him back. Are you kidding? We should be begging this man to come back. Outside of the Democrats letting China release this bioweapon in order to torpedo our economy, if it weren't for that with Trump, this guy would be 100% tops in my book.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.